Good evening, this is Patrick Donahue. Appreciate you listening every week. One verse I like to mention almost every week is John 8:32, talking about those who are disciples of Jesus indeed because they continue in His Word, verse 31. Verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And the context shows us talking about being made free from sin. So, we can't be made free from sin, forgiven for our sins, except by the truth. That means false religious teaching won't do it. If we believe, if we accept, if we follow false religious teaching, we won't be saved. We won't be made free from our sins. As I like to illustrate simply, 2 plus 2 can't equal 4 and 5 at the same time. So in all the churches, different types of churches teach different things. They can't all be right. They're not all teaching the truth if they teach different things. That's impossible. And only the truth will set us free from sin. That's why it's so important that we study the Bible for ourselves. Don't just accept blindly whatever we've been taught by whatever church we're in, but study the Bible for yourself. I should do the same to make sure that we are believing, accepting, and obeying the truth and not something different than what the Bible says. That's one of the main reasons we do this program, to encourage you to study the Bible for yourself, to have Bible study on the air and talk about what the truth is. The Bible reveals to us what the truth is. So if we'll study the Bible and find out what it says, then we'll know the truth, and we'll know when somebody teaches us something different from the truth, we'll be able to recognize it. One thing I hear a lot about that's not the truth is that people, and many preachers will say this, many churches will say this, they'll say that we're not under any law today, that you had the Old Testament law, the law of Moses, but now the New Testament Christians are kind of like free to do what they want. We're not under law today. And one part of the scripture they think teaches this is the book of Galatians. So the question is, does Galatians teach we are not under any law today? That's the claim that's made. And they primarily do this from verses like Galatians 2:16. That verse reads that a man is not justified by the law. And so we read a man is not justified by the works of the law. And as I said, this verse has been used a number of times by religious debate opponents to say we're not under any law today, and therefore obedience to God is not required for salvation. Again, the verse says we're not justified by the works of the law. That's used by many preachers to say that we don't have any law today, and therefore obedience is not necessary. But Galatians 2:16 is not talking about any law. The whole context of the book has to do with what the debate in Acts chapter 15 was about. There, the Jewish Christians were saying Gentile converts had to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. I'm quoting now from Acts 15, verse 5. So you can tell that Galatians, the book of Galatians, is talking about the law of Moses specifically by looking at several texts in the book itself. For example, Galatians 3:17 reads, "The covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect." Now this is talking about a law that came 430 years after the promise or the covenant with Abraham. What law would that be? That would be the law of Moses, of course. So the law being talked about in Galatians, the law that we're not justified by, is not divine law in general. But as I said, it's the law that came 430 years after God's covenant or promise, covenant with or promise to Abraham, which would of course be the law of Moses. So the book of Galatians is not saying that we're not under any law today. It's saying that we're not under the law of Moses today. Let me mention the number to call if you have a Bible question or comment. 877-655-5555. 877-672-6755. If you have a Bible question or comment, call us at 877-655-6755. Another text we could turn to in the book of Galatians to show that it's not talking about just any divine law in general, is chapter 4, verses 21 through 31. It also lets us know the law under consideration in Galatians is the law of Moses, the Old Testament law, the law of Moses in particular. The conclusion of Paul's argument in chapter 4, 21 through 31 is, cast out the bondwoman. That's in verse 30. Cast out the bondwoman. The bondwoman in this context is identified as the law or covenant from Mount Sinai. Verses 22 through 26. Now, the law of Moses came from Mount Sinai, not just any of God's laws. The law of Moses, then, is the law that the book of Galatians is talking about. Again, so when Galatians 2:16 says that a man is not justified by the works of the law, it's not talking about any law, law in general. It's talking about the law of Moses, the law that came 430 years after the promise to Abraham, Galatians 3:17. The law that came from Mount Sinai, Galatians 4:21-31. That's the law that we're not justified by. You know, in the Old Testament, they were justified by the Old Testament law, but now under New Testament times, we're not justified by the law of Moses. That's the main theme, I think, of the book of Galatians. So the point of Galatians 2:16 is not that we are not under any divine law today, but that we are not under the law of Moses. Notice that Galatians 3:24-25 teaches we are not under the law, but, now this is important, 1 Corinthians 9:21 says we are under the law to Christ. Galatians 3 says we're not under the law, but 1 Corinthians 9:21 says we're under law to Christ. So for both of those verses to be true, it would have to mean that we're under divine law today, but it is New Testament law, the law to Christ, not the Old Testament law. Not the one that came 430 years after the promise to Abraham. Not the one that came from Mount Sinai. Quite a number of Bible passages teach this very thing, that we're not under the law of Moses anymore. If you have a Bible question or comment on this or any other Bible topic, call us at 877-655-6755. You know, as a matter of fact, Galatians chapter 5, verses 2 through 4, teaches that if we try to be justified by such law, we lose our salvation. That's how serious it is. If we go back and try to be justified by the Old Testament law, we lose our salvation. Let me read that. Galatians 5, 2 through 4. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. We learn from verses 2 through 3 that circumcision represents the law of Moses here, all of the law of Moses being one of its critical tenets. He says that if you try to be justified by that law, you are fallen from grace. You lose your salvation. So this would mean that the law of Moses is not binding anymore, but the law of Christ is. We're going to take a call at this time. Simon from North Dakota, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead. You're welcome.
I'm just listening to what you're talking about, Christians being under the law of Christ now. How do we understand this when we talk about we're saved by faith alone? And do we hold to once saved, always saved if there is a Christian law? I'll just want to ask you about that.
Simon, that's two really good points. The passage we just read, whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. When you were a boy, did you climb trees, Simon?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever fall out?
Yes, I did.
Ha! You can't fall from a tree unless you were in a tree to start with, right?
Correct, yes.
So this verse is teaching in Galatians 5 that if we try to be justified by the law of Moses, the Old Testament law, we're fallen from grace. We can't fall from a tree if we never were in it. We can't fall from grace if we never were in it. And so that means this is talking about people who are in grace. They were saved and they fell from grace. They lost their salvation. Which goes along with your point, or at least your question that you were making. Since Christians are under law today, the law of Christ, 1 Corinthians 9:21, Galatians 6:2, that means that if they don't keep God's law, they will lose their salvation.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you talking about this, because I know the previous show that was on XM Radio here was incorrectly teaching opposite this. So I'm glad you're making Christians aware of the truth of the Bible, that there is a moral law for those that follow Christ. And our refusal to live and walk by the Spirit is a way of blaspheming the Spirit if we do not follow what Christ has put in our heart to live and walk by what He has commanded us to do. So,
Simon, in your original question, you had two points, and I'm forgetting what the other one was, about if there's a law today, then what? You said we could fall from grace. What was your other point in your original question?
Well, I guess my other point is, a common thing we hear in Protestantism is we're saved by faith alone.
Oh, yeah.
We're not saved by keeping or maintaining a moral law. So, obviously, there has to be a balance here. We cannot just say we're saved by faith alone and think it's okay, or think that we can't lose our salvation if we continue in great immoral sin ever increasingly, and think we're assured of our salvation because at one point in our life we made a decision or believed in Christ.
Simon, that's a great point. Thank you so much for your call. Let me continue on making the same point that Simon was making. When we're talking about being justified by law, and what I'm saying is we are justified by law today, not the law of Moses, but New Testament law, the law of Christ. When we say that, we're not talking about as the earning basis for our salvation, Romans 4:4. The death of Christ is the earning basis for our salvation. We're not saying that. When we say we're justified by the law of Christ, we're simply talking about the fact that God expects us to keep His law, New Testament, to be obedient to Him if we expect to be saved. Now, Simon brought out the fact that if we are under law today, then we're not going to be justified by faith only. That wouldn't be true, and he's absolutely correct. James 2:24 confirms this, as it reads, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." So we're not just justified by faith only, we're justified by works. We're justified by God's law. Not in the sense that we earn our salvation by keeping His law. You'd have to live your whole life perfectly without one sin to do that. But in the sense that the death of Christ is what pays for our salvation, but we are expected to keep God's law in order to be saved by the death of Christ. That's what James 2:24 is saying. It's saying that it's not saying that faith and works supplant the necessity of the death of Christ, but that faith and works are necessary conditions we must meet in order to be saved by the blood of Christ. Kind of like the fact that it was necessary for the Israelites to walk around the walls of Jericho 13 times in Joshua 6 in order for God to knock those walls down. Now, God is the one who did it. He's the one that knocked the walls down, but the Israelites had to walk so that God would be willing to do that. Similarly, when it comes to our salvation, God is the one who saves us. God is the one who forgives us. But we have to trust and obey. That's our part. Mark 16:16a puts it this way. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You see both elements, believe or trust, and obedience. Hebrews 5:9 puts it this way. He, talking about Jesus, became the author or the source of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Obey what? Well, not the law of Moses. We're not justified by that, Galatians 2:16. Just all those that obey Jesus' law, the law of Christ, the New Testament law, that's who's going to be saved, according to Hebrews 5, verse 9. Jonathan from Texas, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
I don't necessarily... Okay. I'll put it in the question format for you. Okay, so what you're sitting on here trying to say is that because Jesus came and basically just magnified the law is what he did, he did not ever say, don't follow the previous Ten Commandments. I think he's very clear in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, where he says, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Okay? For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Who therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. So see, here's my problem I have with that. Jesus came and he magnified the law, for he tells you, go to verse 27, just in speaking on adultery, you know, ye have heard in the days of old that it was said by them that thou shalt not commit adultery, and then he goes to tell you, but however I say, anyone who looks upon a woman with lust and to lust after them has committed adultery with them in their heart. So see, all he really did was he came and he just fulfilled the law, magnified it, gave you more things to follow, because he's very clear in other scriptures also. If I had just all the time in the world to sit and break it down for you, but I'm on my way to work, unfortunately. He says, whosoever shall keep the will of my Father shall be saved. The will of his Father was the old law. He sent Jesus to fulfill it, to magnify
okay.
it.
Jonathan, thank you for your call. There's some things that Jonathan are saying that are absolutely incorrect. As a matter of fact, the very verse he quoted in Matthew 5, 17 and 18 shows that we're not under the old law anymore. Jonathan didn't emphasize this, but Jesus said in Matthew 5, 17 and 18 that the law would not pass until it was fulfilled. Well, what does a passage like Luke 24, 44 teach? Didn't Jesus fulfill that law? Well, as a matter of fact, it's right there in Matthew 5. In verse 17, he said, he came not to destroy it, he came to fulfill it. So Jesus came to fulfill the old law, the law of Moses, and then he said it would not pass until it's fulfilled. And that passage in Luke 24:44 says, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And so Jesus fulfilled that law. He concluded the fulfillment in his death and resurrection and so forth. And so Matthew 5, 17 and 18 said Jesus came not to destroy it, but to fulfill it, and it would not pass till it was fulfilled. Well, that implies that it did pass when it was fulfilled. Like, for example, this program is to go on till 8:30 Central Time. That implies that after 8:30, the program won't be going on anymore. So Matthew 5, 17 and 18 show not what Jonathan said, but the very opposite of that, that the law was to pass when Jesus fulfilled it. Now, he had not fulfilled it at that point. He was 3 years before it was fulfillment. But once he completed the fulfillment, then the law did pass. You can see a lot of passages that teach this very same thing. Like, for example, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12 says, for the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. So the law has been changed. When you change out your oil filter, when you change your oil, you don't keep the old oil filter in use. No, you do away with that one and start with a new oil filter. And this verse says, Hebrews 7:12, there's been a change of the law. Now, the verse that we started out by talking about, Galatians 2:16, that says you're not justified by the law. My point tonight was that was not talking about any of God's law, that it's not talking about the New Testament law, but it is talking about the law of Moses, the Old Testament law. It's saying that we're not justified anymore. Not justified by the law of Moses anymore. That means that we're not under that law anymore. We don't have to keep it anymore because we have to keep the New Testament law instead. Eileen from Kansas City, go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
My comment is, earlier in your broadcast, you said that we could lose our salvation. Huh? Well, then that would make Jesus a liar, because in John 3:15 it says that everyone who believes may have eternal life. And in John 6:47, very truly I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. Once we believe in Jesus Christ, we don't lose our salvation. We believe in him. Now, are we supposed to bear bad fruit? No. John 15 tells us that every branch has to bear good fruit. You're right. James does say that by our faith we should do works. Yes, Abraham did a work by believing in God. But here's my point. There is no such thing as loss of salvation. Once saved, always saved. You can't. That's like knocking Jesus off the cross.
Hey.
He has to die over and over.
No. Thank you for your call. We'll deal with what you said. John 3:16, of course, does say that those who believe in him will be saved. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who believe and then they quit believing in him. And so John 3:16 doesn't talk about them, not referring to them anymore. They're not believers anymore. For example, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." And this is talking about brethren. Verse 1 calls them holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. These are people who were saved. He says, "Be careful, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." And so this is talking about people who were believers, and they quit being believers. And so John 3:16 wouldn't describe them. It's only saying that believers will be saved. Unbelievers will not be saved. John 3:36 in the same chapter says, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life." We agree on that. "And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now here's a guy who's a believer. He quits being a believer. So he's an unbeliever now. The first part of John 3:36 does not apply to him anymore. He's not a believer. The second part does. "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." There are many, many passages that teach that that once saved, always saved is not true. We've already read one in Galatians 5:4. "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." Now, many say, just like our previous caller, no, you can't fall from grace. You can't lose your salvation. But the Bible said that these people had fallen from grace. It can't get any clearer than that. Joseph from Miami, Florida. Go ahead with your Bible question or comment, please.
Yes, hi. I was listening to the previous caller who was speaking in regards to the keeping of the old law. And I heard your response when you stated that we're not under the old law, we're under grace. However, I wanted to make the comment. I heard one speaker put it like this. He was working as a law enforcement officer, and he was explaining that the job of the law enforcement officer is to enforce the law. And, of course, the law is there to maintain peace and order.
Joseph, yes. Call back next week. We're going to have to go off the air. Call back next week and make your point. I'm interested in hearing it, okay? Call back next week. Thanks. We got to go off there in less than 30 seconds. Again, the passages we've been talking about prove that we're not under the old law. Galatians 2:6 says, a man is not justified by the law. We're not under that law anymore. We just read Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, "Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." So if you try to go back to the old law and try to be justified by that law, the law that's no longer binding, Hebrews 7:12 says the law has changed, then we lose our salvation. Appreciate you listening. If you'd like to have more discussion, Bible discussion, send me an email at BibleCrossfire@email.com.